Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And Jim, I have a question for you to start off. It's not really my main topic today, but I want to know from you, your opinion, is baseball still the national pastime?
Yep.
Interesting answer. I asked Rod also and he said the same thing.
Yep.
Well, I have a little article here that they asked several people, you know, and one of them says yes, one of them says no. But the yes people is mostly because everybody can kind of play it, not quite all year long if you're in Iowa, but, you know, it's something you can do in your backyard. You know, you go out and throw a ball with somebody. It's may not be the whole game, but anyhow, that person says more so than football.
It seems like there's so much more history involved, and we connect our lives, for some folks, with baseball more than some other sports.
And I know you do particularly. That's an important part of your life.
I played baseball in college. That was my sport. That's what I loved.
Yes, yes. So, and yes, ever since the mid-1800s, when you were talking about a part of our life, yes. So it's just an interesting question. I'm not a big baseball fan. I'm not a big football fan, but it's just sort of interesting. One person who gave, it was a woman, her opinion said, not even close. Soccer is more popular with the kids. So we'll see what happens next. Anyhow, what I really wanted to talk about today is the grill. You know, you get the grill out. Lots of people just, well, some people never put it away. But it's certainly grilling time. And I know most people do hamburgers, hot dogs, steaks, and maybe chicken and so on. But what do you do for dessert? Yeah, dessert is great on the grill also. And different kinds of dessert. You can toast angel food cake and so on. But lots of the yummy ones include fruit. So I just thought I'd kind of review some suggestions. It can be really simple, or you can get a little more ingredients involved. And, of course, with lots of fruit, once you have it grilled, it's just so great topped with ice cream if you're an ice cream fan. And I'm guessing it's no surprise to you to perhaps peaches is one of the things that you've heard about on the grill. But what about cantaloupe? That one kind of is a little farther out there. So here's some suggestions, some things you might want to try. Again, you can keep it ultra simple, or you can start trying to add in some kind of different flavors. And the first one I wanted to mention is pineapple. And I think the flavor is maybe a little better if you get the fresh pineapple and put it into slices or chunks to make kebabs. But you could also just use those pineapple rings out of the can because they are really about the same flavor. Not quite, but almost the same flavor as a fresh pineapple. So whichever you choose for pineapple, for pineapple, it's a good thing to have a hot grill. There's some of the fruits that it's better to have a little kind of more medium heat. But for pineapple, the hot grill is fine. You're not going to leave it on very long. You want to make sure that the grill is clean off, or you may want to put it on a special pan. If you have a grill pan, you might want to do that. But if you're using the slices, you can put them right on the grill. So do you add anything to the pineapple? Well, that's up to you. You can just do them plain. But here's one that might say, that sounds interesting or maybe not. Anyhow, it suggested that you marinate those pineapple slices with just a little bit of honey, a little bit of butter, melt the butter, mix it with the honey. And here's the unique one, just a dash of hot sauce. Kind of counteracts the really sweetness of the pineapple. So if you are a hot sauce person, you know, we're not saying you put on lots, but you put it in the marinade just a little bit, just so, it's almost like it's not there, but just that little bit of heat. And you can marinate it for an hour or so, or it could be even overnight. And again, it could be slices, or you could put it into chunks and put it on kebabs. Also, another addition to the pineapple is just to brush on some brown sugar mixed with some butter. That would be good, too. Well, how about bananas? Yeah. you can just slice a banana in half lengthwise. Leave it, don't peel it, leave it on the peel, because that'll hold everything together while it's being grilled. And a sprinkle on a little lemon juice. Any of the fruits that might change color, you know how things get brown, like apples and bananas and I'm missing, there's something else that just turns brown when it's exposed to air. A little bit of lemon juice on it will keep that from happening. And then brush it with a little brown sugar and cinnamon. Cinnamon's great with lots of the grilled things. And then put it on the grill, bananas, the flesh side down with the peel side up, 2 to 3 minutes. Take it off and you just kind of scoop that out. And there you have a grilled banana. Now, if you really want to go crazy, what you do with that banana, and you could do this out on the campfire as well as on the grill, you make a little boat of foil and do the same things. Don't want to slice it in half. Just slice the skin open so you have part of the banana open, and put a few mini chocolate chips, a few mini marshmallows in there, and you can close the foil if you're on the campfire, or you can leave it open, just close the lid on the grill and let those chocolate chips and marshmallows melt a little bit. Well, you have a banana boat. You just scoop it out and eat it as it comes off the grill. Kind of reminds you a little bit of a s'more, but different take on the s'more. Okay, what about apples? Hey, apples are great on the grill too. And you could do the whole baked apple thing, you know, where you just take out the center, put the brown sugar, raisins, whatever else you want, a little cinnamon, and wrap them up in foil and just cook them, you know, kind of like they're being cooked in the oven. But you also could slice them into slices about 1/4 inch thick. And this is, the grill needs about a medium heat. We mentioned the lemon juice in a little bit of water. You can slice the apple slices into that. That'll keep it from turning brown. But, you know, it's probably not a big deal. It really doesn't change the flavor if they turn a little brown, because you're going to add some brown sugar and cinnamon to them. So, but after you put them on the grill, they're going to be kind of brown. And you're almost like apple pie with ice cream when you get done, because those grilled, it just, that grill flavor just adds something special. So we mentioned peaches. That's a great thing to put on the grill and slice them in half, remove the pit, probably put them on a piece of foil. You can fold up the foil and seal the peaches in. And if you want to, before you fold that foil around them, sprinkle them with a little brown sugar. And again, a teaspoon of lemon juice, fold it up. You could also, before you do that, add a few blueberries to the center. Just add another fruit. If you've put that all in there and cover it up with foil, yeah, that's going to take more than a minute or two. That's probably going to take about 15 minutes. But you know, there's nothing wrong with just putting the bare peach on the grill also, and just adding some grill marks and that little bit of grill flavor. It is great. Okay, cantaloupe. What about cantaloupe? Have you thought about putting cantaloupe on the grill? One that's never entered my head. But here's another one. You need high heat, and it's probably best with the cantaloupe, although you could put slices. It might be easier to cut it into cubes and slide it on a skewer. And then this recipe suggests that you combine honey, butter, cinnamon, and brown sugar in a saucepan. Get that all melted together, mixed together, so you can brush that onto the cantaloupe. And there you've got it ready to put on the grill. High heat for 1 to 2 minutes per side. And again, always add ice cream if you're an ice cream fan. Otherwise, the flavor is just great all by itself. One last idea is, this one you need best if you have a heavy-duty skillet, but any heavy-duty pan, because you're going to put all of these ingredients in the pan on the grill or on the campfire. So here's the cast iron skillet. It's perfect if you have one of those, but if not, just a heavy-duty item that you can put this food in. So for this one, it suggested that you need some fresh berries, and you could use whatever combination you want, raspberries, blueberries, strawberries, whatever, and suggests that you put them in the bowl with some sugar, however sweet you'd like them, to kind of let the juices get released, about 10 minutes. And the addition to this, to make it a really special dessert, is using some pound cake or angel food cake that you cut into cubes, and then you'll need a little butter and some Rolo candy bars. I guess that's kind of putting the chocolate on top. So melt the butter, and I can give you specific amounts, but for most people, no, it doesn't matter. Melt some butter in this hot skillet, throw the cake in there, the angel food cake or the pound cake, get them a little browned up there in the butter, then add the fruit, and it will, you know, you start getting that warm, and then sprinkle the Rolos over the top, cover the skillet with the lid or with foil, let it sit till it's all getting warmed and melted, about 5 to 10 minutes, and you have a yummy dessert out there on the grill. And I know Jim is a great griller. Maybe he'll be grilling some fruit. Until next time, Bobby Flay says, grilling is not just about lighting a fire.